Welcome to the Pet World Insider Radio Show, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet people, and amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and I'm grateful to be sharing the pet world with all of you. Today, I'm going to be taking you inside the world's only shop for this particular animal. It offers you an unprecedented and non-intrusive environment to interact with these unique and eye-catching animals. These pets are unique, but they're growing in popularity, and they are truly a traffic stopper. Let me play you a quick clip and see if you can identify the pet I'm talking about. Need a few more clues? These animals love water. They love to go for long walks on leashes, they fetch balls and other fun toys, and they can jump over an average person's head. Do you have it figured out? Well, you're right. If you said Savannah cats. That sound you heard was one of the Savannah cats eating a chicken leg and letting me know that it was not the sharing type. So on today's show, we're going to visit the first of its kind Savannah cat shop. The Savannah Cat Shop and the Bellagatini Cattery are the proud owners of Scarlet's Magic, the current Guinness Book of World Record holder for tallest domestic cat in the world. Savannah cats are truly a unique sight to see. They're large cats that walk on a leash and in many ways act more like a dog than a cat. They look less like cats and more like exotic servals. They are large in stature and are very much playful creatures and very in control. On our visit, we were given an up-close and memorable experience with the Savannah cats as we spoke with the Savannah Cat Shop owners, Kimberly and Lee Draper. You know, it was easy to see why thousands of people visit the shop to view these unique cats and watch as they eat, sleep, and play. So let's go inside the Savannah Cat Shop with owner Kimberly Draper. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and we're here with Kimberly Draper.
Hi.
From the Savannah Cat Shop. Hello,
yes,
how are you doing?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having us here today. What a wonderful place that you have here in Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun.
Now, how long have you been at this location?
We've only been here for about 6 months. And prior to here, we were in another part of Southern California for a couple of years, but we decided to move the shop closer to home.
Okay. And tell us about these beautiful and unique cats.
They're wonderful. They're spotted, beautiful cats. Come in all different shapes, colors, sizes. We breed them, and they're just wonderful. They're almost dog-like with the qualities that they have. They love water. Most cats don't like water, but they like water. They're just wonderful pets.
Tell us about the breed and how it got started.
The breed is a hybrid, and it's a cross between an African serval and a domestic cat. And people have been breeding these cats for 10, 15 years. And we're lucky enough to be one of those breeders, and it's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work too.
Now, you're not just one of those breeders, you are one of the top breeders. Explain the difference between an F1 and say an F2, 3, 4.
What that has to do with is how much of the African serval is in the cat. If the dad is an African serval, that is what we consider a first generation or an F1. If it's the grandfather that's the serval cat, then that would be considered an F2. So it goes down from there, and we breed down to F4s.
Are they classified as an exotic cat or
no.
as a house cat?
No, they're domestic. They're pedigree and they're considered a domestic cat. Although you do have to check some local and state laws, there are some cities that don't want you to have an F1 or an F2 generation. Some cities in particular, I think New York City is one, where you need to make sure you just check with your local laws. We don't want anybody to break any laws.
What is the reaction that you see when people first encounter them?
Our store is packed. Yeah, we're the first place in the world where you can come and see the cats. And so with that, I can't even describe the amazement that people have when they see these cats for the first time. It's usually the markings, the exotic markings, and sometimes it's the size. Some of the cats that we have are pretty big. And so people are taken back and say, what is this? Is this, what kind of place is this? And so we usually get a pretty dramatic reaction.
What kind of food does this breed thrive off of?
Normal cat food. I won't mention any specific brands, but more of your premium cat food. And the more serval they have in their blood, we do recommend that you stick with something with a higher calcium content. But they eat cat food, they love raw chicken drumsticks, broccoli, cottage cheese. We have an assortment of things that we feed them. But they love raw chicken, but they can't live on raw chicken alone. It doesn't have enough nutrients.
Now, do they require a special type of care?
No. We recommend that they live inside. If you do bring them outside, have an enclosure of some sort so they can't get out. That's both for the animal's protection. You don't want them to get lost or to get stolen. And if they do get out, they look so different that you don't want anybody to mistake them for an actual wild cat. So no extra care. They'll sleep with you. They like to jump. So you'll often have to command them to get down from counters or from the top of cabinets and things, because they do like to seek out the highest point and jump. Lots of fun.
What are some of the unique things that they like to do that you've noticed?
Other than the jumping, one of the things we're constantly battling is water play. And that means coming into the shower with you if you choose to take a bath, which we have two young boys and they like to take baths. We have to make sure they're not in the room, because they will dive under the water. They'll actually play in the water. Can't keep them out of the water. That's probably the most unusual thing. And playing with other, we have a dog, so just playing and constantly batting at the dog and retrieving a ball. They actually retrieve balls and little mouse toys, and they're very dog-like. And when the doorbell rings, they just go straight to the door. They're like a guard dog.
Now, I understand they have some unique sounds that they like to make. How would you describe them?
People often say that they chirp. I don't hear it being a chirp as much as more of a duck quack. It's a very flat meow that they sound that they make. It's very flat, like a rant, 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 kind of like that. So.
Now, you mentioned that you have two boys. How are they around the family members?
They're wonderful. They're our pets. They sleep with us, constantly want to be around us. When we're eating dinner, they're there. They'll try to beg for scraps from the dinner table. So, I mean, you have to treat them very much like a dog and train them, command train them, and instill rules just like you would with any other pet in the home. But they're loving, greet us when we come home, sleep a lot during the day like a normal cat. So it's very much normal, just like a normal pet, but just bigger and prettier to look at.
Now, you mentioned that you have a dog. Mm-hmm. How do they do in their relationships with other animals?
They're great. We have Scarlet's Magic, who lives at home with us. She's the world's biggest cat, or tallest cat. And side by side, we have a Labradoodle. They lay down, sleep together. She bats him. You know, he bats back at her, and they get along great with other animals.
Now, you mentioned Scarlet. Scarlet is the world record holder for what in the Guinness Book of World Records?
She is the world's tallest cat. And how they measured it is from shoulder to toe. And we held the record at a shorter height a couple years ago. And then over a year, she grew another inch. So she's now officially, I believe, over 18 inches tall. And with that new measurement, we're actually in the book. We're in the 2011 Guinness Book. You'll see Scarlett and me. in the actual book, which was really exciting because not every Guinness record makes it into the book. And we were fortunate enough to get in there and to also be a part of their book launch, which happened last fall, and going to New York City with the Guinness folks. Very nice people, and we're just thrilled to be in the book. It's exciting. It's like a dream. It's like a dream from childhood.
We'll return to our interview with Kimberly Draper from the Savannah Cat Shop in just a moment. But first, a message from our sponsor. Welcome back to the Pet World Insider Radio Show. Before we get back to our interview with Kimberly Draper from the Savannah Cat Shop, here's a few more fun Savannah cat facts that only a Pet World Insider might want to know. The Savannah cat is an offspring of a domestic cat and a serval, a medium-sized, large-eared wild African cat. Savannahs are commonly compared to dogs in their loyalty, and they will follow their owners around the house like a canine. They'll also meet you at the door. The first known Savannah cat was born in 1986, and Savannah cats originated as a cross between a Siamese cat and an African serval. Savannah cats can range in price from a few thousand dollars to as much as $50,000. So let's get back inside the shop with Kimberly and the Savannah cats.
Tell us about traveling with them, especially through airports. What's the reaction when you do that?
It's a crowd gathering event, and that's because they travel in, Scarlett travels in the cabin with us, and she fits in a carrier, and we bring her on the plane. But when you have to make your way through security, we have to take her out and walk her through security, and that event usually draws TSA attention, passenger attention, anybody that's around, usually a crowd will ensue and questions, what is that?
And that's great.
Like, wow, we've seen her on TV. We've seen her. So, yeah, it's fun.
Now, you mentioned you walk her through. That's another unique aspect of this breed. Mm-hmm. They will walk on a leash.
Yes, yes. You need a special harness. Walking the cat with just a neck collar, no good. You need something that will cover their entire body. And they love to walk outside, walk on a leash. It takes a little bit of getting used to. It's different than walking a dog on a leash. They just maneuver themselves a little differently, so it takes a little bit of practice. And we work with our clients to show them how to do it. And I can say that 95% of our clients have their cats on leashes, and those that don't are just, they're missing out, and they're just too shy to do it.
Who is a perfect candidate to be an owner of a Savannah cat?
Someone who loves animals, loves dogs. We actually have a lot of quote-unquote not cat people that end up buying a Savannah because they are so dog-like and because they do tend to be bigger in size. Some don't grow to be bigger than a regular cat, but some do. But someone who wants something different, appreciates the animal, wants to make a lifelong commitment. These animals cats can live up to 20 years, if not more, and so it's a commitment. It's not an impulse kind of purchase because they look really neat, but it's somebody who's looking for a companion, a life companion, and wants something different because they definitely look different, and the person will get usually a lot of attention when they bring it out.
Now, how big can these cats get? Scarlett's Magic is the world record holder.
She is.
But typically, what would the size of these animals be?
I would say we don't typically talk in terms of pounds because the serval cat, their ancestor, is not a very heavy cat. It has long legs. It's a very lean and long, tall animal, almost deer-like. So with that, you get an animal that looks bigger than its actual weight. If I'm to say weight-wise, the average is probably about 15 pounds, so it's not terribly heavy. Scarlett weighs in excess of 20 pounds, close to 25 pounds or so. But what you get is a longer, leaner, sleeker kind of animal that looks bigger in most situations.
Let's talk about how you first became involved with the Savannah cats.
Like most people, started looking on the internet and looking for something unique to get my husband for his birthday. And he's not a cat person. And we found our first Savannah that way and fell in love with the breed and decided that as a hobby, we would like to start breeding them. And the breeding program, we expanded it over time. And what we did not like is to breed the kittens and then sell them over the internet. We felt it was really impersonal. We wanted people to see the cats, to pick one out. It's kind of like when you pick out a dog, when you go to a pet store, or when you go to a breeder, it's the one that comes to you. It could be, you could pick one out from behind the glass and it may not be the one that comes to you. So we wanted to offer people that opportunity to meet with them, interact with them, and that's how the store came to be. And so far so good. We've been here for a few years and it's a lot of fun. A lot of work, but it's a lot of fun to meet people and to talk about the breed.
This is unique, just having a store, correct?
It is. We're the only store in the world. We were the first, and we didn't know if anybody else would be crazy enough to open up one, and so far no one has. And it, you know, it is a lot of work, but we enjoy it, and we're the only ones in the world that offer this type of setting. And it's not, I hate to call it a pet store, because it's a free roaming environment for the cats. They're inside a glass habitat, so they're not in cages like a traditional pet store. But it affords somebody to come into the habitat after germ sanitizing and what have you, and talking with us, a little interview that we will do to screen people. But it's different than a pet store, but I guess technically it falls under the pet store umbrella.
How do people reach out and contact you? What's the best way for them to get information about the Savannah Cat Shop?
Internet search, we will pop up. Phone call, I mean, any of the traditional ways, and fortunately, we do appear in a lot of newspapers, periodicals, things like that. But more likely than not, if you just simply Google Savannah Cat Shop, we pop up. I mean, there's no other Savannah Cat Shop in the world, so we'll pop up that way. Or Guinness Cat, that's another way that people find us, because they say, oh, I seem to recall this big cat, and it was in the Guinness book, and if you type in that, they'll get to us that way, too.
For those of you listening who want to punch up the website right now, the website address is?
www.savannahcatshop.com, and the shop can be spelled with one P, or like it is on the storefront, it's shoppe.com. Either or, you'll find us.
So you're more than a place to buy these unique, wonderful cats. You also have a great program that you go out and educate people about them. Tell us a little bit about that.
We've done countless community events where we will take Scarlett because she is so famous and kids like to see her, but we do go to libraries, community centers, schools, retirement homes. We've done hundreds of appearances to educate people about the breed, but also bring them just the thrill of meeting the world's tallest cat. It's not every day that you get to actually see kind of like a celebrity or a star. So we're very much an advocate of the community. Can't speak more about how we love doing that. And if anybody has any community events that they would like to have Scarlett come, have us be there for fundraising purposes, we're more than happy to accommodate it, you know, check schedules and see what we can do to allow nonprofits raise money. We're there for the community. Can't stress that more.
When looking at purchasing a Savannah cat from a breeder, what should people be aware of that they might not otherwise think of?
Responsiveness, the consistency of the temperament of the cats. It's the cats are beautiful, and I think across the board, if you look at savannas in general, everyone will agree they're beautiful cats, but you want to pick a breeder who has consistent temperament. Can't stress that more, and that has to do with parents, you know, that are used in the breeding process and how they're raised. The cats need to be socialized from a very early age, and it's a lot of work, but it's important that they are socialized. Even with dog breeders, same thing. You want to make sure that the puppies are socialized, especially if you're bringing the animal into a family where there's young children and other pets. So responsiveness, you know, that's also key. You want to have good communication with your breeder. You're going to have questions that come up. So having the dialogue, you want to get the phone calls back. You want to be a breeder that's accessible to you.
What a pleasure it's been.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Robert Simrow from the Pet World Insider. Thank you so much for being
here. You're
so
welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, I want to thank again Kimberly and Lee Draper from the Savannah Cat Shop. What a wonderful experience we had there. You probably heard in the background we had ping pong balls fly in, the cats were wrestling, just, you know, having a good time. And there were just so many people that were outside looking in, staring at the cats, just enjoying everything they were doing. What a great place that is. I strongly urge you, if you have a chance to visit the Savannah Cat Shop, do it. Please tell Lee and Kimberly we said hi. And again, just like the Savannah Cat Shop, you can be a Pet World Insider as well. Visit us on our website at petworldinsider.com. Sign up for our emails and newsletters. And for Pet World Insider, I'm your host, Robert Semro, and I'm looking forward to our next discussion. Thank you for joining us.